Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources. Welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I am your host, DK, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Headphone Lovin' Lou.
Ooh, I love the resolution of these headphones.
There you go, Headphone Lovin' Lou. That's because today's episode is all about headphones, what you need to know, what's great about them, what sucks about them. And this episode has been brought to you by... Our sponsor for today's episode is I Headphones. We're going to talk a little bit more about them and our thoughts on one of the headphones that they gave over to us, sent over to us for review. But first, let's talk a little bit about headphones in general. Headphones are sweeping the markets right now. Slate has a virtual headphone where it changes the EQ and the sonics of the monitoring. A bunch of other companies do this. There's a lot more high-end headphones where they're literally thousands of dollars. And as monitors get higher and the importance and the education of the importance of acoustics, room acoustics becomes more well-known, headphones are starting to seem a lot more valuable and a lot more viable and affordable than treating a room and getting studio monitors. Why are headphones so great? Why we recommend you headphones and what we recommend as far as headphones go. So we're trying to combine two episodes today, trying not to have any sort of conflict of interest, but this is actually a really important episode. We've talked a little bit about headphones in the past. We wanted to dive deeper into headphones. So first, let's talk about the benefits of headphones in general before we get into specifics. So why are headphones so great? Well, Lou, you want to start us off? Let's talk about the recording process.
So this is kind of the fun part for me. When you're recording with like client in studio, let's say that you don't have a booth. Why would you keep the speakers running while recording? Headphones are going to be the best time and lifesaver on that platform alone.
But both for the person on the computer as well as for the performing artist.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, but like certain headphones have a certain kind of tone and vibe to them. And sometimes it's just kind of nice to be able to switch up like what you're listening for. So let's say the artist typically likes brighter tones and everything, but their vocal tone is already bright. You're not trying to over brighten it. Just give them some brighter headphones. You know, it's much easier than like, let's say we were in the room and listening to speakers and mixing. It's not like you could just quickly swap the speakers out. You know, their headphones are easily interchangeable. You can get different types, different for different applications, especially in my case, where in the case of live sound, right, we instead of just listening to the line array speakers all night, you can have in-ears. And the cool thing is, no matter where I am in the venue, the sound is consistent. So I can always make decisions no matter where I am, especially in the studio. Let's say that the artist is recording, then great. Maybe I want to actually change a little bit about the EQ on the vocals, but the rack is all the way to my left and the sweet spot of the speakers is way by the desk. No worries. The headphone sweet spot doesn't change. It's still right on your head.
Absolutely. And I will say that specifically for recording processes, you want closed back headphones. You want the least amount of bleed possible. And it's if you can afford it and having multiple different types of headphones, things to consider, comfort, how loud they get, how isolated they are, how the quality of it and how you like the sound. I do think comfort's a big deal for me and ease of use is a big deal. Even the cable, like if you have headphones that don't have interchangeable cables and one of them frays and breaks, then if you don't have one that has interchangeable cables, like you're screwed. As soon as that cable breaks, you're done.
Yep.
So headphones in the recording process is really important, but we're specifically now going to switch over to mixing Now, mixing with headphones is actually incredibly important. One, the reason why Atmos is exciting and the reason why people are talking about Atmos than any other Dolby surround setup previously passed is because of the ability to fold back down the spatial audio into headphones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. It's not because 9.2, 9.1, 7.1, 5.1, those things didn't take off is because it didn't fold back into headphones. You had to have a certain number of speakers in a certain system, in a certain array, in a certain acoustic environment that it worked. So it was very not scalable for private and personal use. The cool thing about Atmos is that you can, again, you can use it with theoretically any set of headphones and you can kind of fold it back down. So the algorithm there. That's exciting. So being even able to mix spatial audio Atmos on headphones, you can do a significant amount of mixing in spatial audio with just headphones. And that is exciting in itself. In fact, buying headphones and doing most of the mixing. In fact, I know a lot of professional mixers that mix spatial audio Atmos on headphones and they just send it off to mastering for to be done on speakers.
Yep.
And that's incredible. The fact that that's possible. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's possible. And that's really exciting. Another reason why headphones, I think, are going to become more and more important is low-end control.
Yeah.
You want to expand a little bit about trying to define and control a subwoofer in a studio versus just using headphones?
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is not to shoot any darts at anybody with a sub in their setup, but this is just the actual physical truth. Anytime you add an external, let's say point source for sound, you have to time correct it. So if the two speakers on your left and right, let's say one of them is closer to you than the other, you have to match them or else your center image, your phase, a bunch of things can go out of whack. So imagine adding now a third speaker. Let's say that speaker only does a set frequency like the subs do. Great. Not only do you have to put it in a position where it's not only just time aligned, but it's also phase aligned and all this other kind of stuff. You also have to do the crossover points and everything to make sure that there's no overlapping tones or frequencies that are going out of phase as part of the whole crossover. And there's so much work to getting a sub to actually sound right in the room that most professionals will opt in to not use a sub unless they get something like a Trinov system where they have a professional acoustician come in and perfectly place it in their room or find a way to get it in. And, you know, those speakers from then on out can never move again. Now with headphones, you just pop them on and you're done.
And oftentimes these headphones are rated to play back 20 hertz.
Yeah.
And even some the cheapest of them, ones, even the $50 headphones are rated down to 20 hertz.
And some people saying like, oh, well, I like a three-way system. Well, they make three-way headphones. They even make four-way headphones. Like
especially in-ears with the multiple drivers.
Exactly. Like my in-ears for concerts are four-way.
You have four drivers in your in-ears.
Yeah. I have like $1,000 in-ears from Shure. I forget the model specifically, nice. But I think
I have two. I have a dual driver. I have a dual driver. Westone.
The Westones, I kid you not, I really, really enjoyed my Westones. It was only the cable.
I have the Westones that that allow more bleed, so it's actually less isolated, so I actually hear people on stage without monitoring them. That's actually really convenient.
I actually miss my Westones. I had the two-way, and then I bought the three-way, but both of them had the same issue, which was the back-end clip where you could detach it kept coming off. I either pulled it too hard or something. And I just always had an issue just keeping it connected. I think it's something I did.
So anyway, for low end, so for spatial audio and for low end, really great reasons, the benefits of having headphones. Also, I mean, the most obvious one is you don't have to have a room. The problem with the speakers, you can have the same speaker put in five different rooms and you're going to get five totally different sounding profiles out of the same exact, even serial number of speakers.
A good example of this too right now is your switch of desk. We were talking about it earlier where it's like the same speakers, same room, just a swap of
desk. For anybody listening, I swapped desks recently.
It's a really nice desk. It's a really nice desk. But the change of environment changed the speakers. Not necessarily change the speakers, but I guess your listening position and your ability to get the same response.
Even in the same room with the same speakers and everything else is the same. Yeah. It's literally just the desk.
Exactly. So headphones, you don't have this issue.
Oh, not at all. And if you're constantly moving around all the time, I mean, the practicality of just having headphones to be able to, it doesn't matter the acoustics in my room. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter how loud I am because I'm not bothering anybody else, especially if you're in an apartment and neighbors. I do think that headphones have a significantly bad rap, and I'm not quite sure why. People have this like superiority complex with speakers, and I think that there's a lot of really great things about speakers specifically and why that's still valuable. And in the best case scenario, you should have headphones and speakers.
Yeah.
I don't see not having speakers and only using headphones as a reason to put out shit music. I don't find that an excuse. Like
the number one reason I'd say for speakers is mixing with clients present, as you probably don't have enough headphone outputs to give to seven people.
Yeah. And I do think like in modern day as well, less and less people are actually listening to music through speakers. Like the main argument before was like their headphones just wasn't viable. But now it's like most people are listening on headphones.
Oh, so, my AirPods go with me everywhere.
Exactly. Which is why I would say even at least if you're mixing on speakers, at least referencing on headphones is actually incredibly important.
And if you say it's too hard to reference on like consumer headphones, that's a lie. Audio movers exist. And the cheat code with that is you just text yourself the link and you mix with your AirPod Pros by listening to it on that. Yes, it's not the same exact fidelity, but check this out. You have the reference point.
Yeah.
You have the reference point with anything you can connect to your phone. That includes your Alexa, if you wanted. But the cool thing is, you know, the III headphones kind of made mobility a little bit easier in a studio. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, let's.
This is probably my favorite thing about it.
So now actually let's go specifically into the III headphones. And just to be fair, I'm here. I'm going to let, if you're watching on YouTube, which we do recommend, Lou is now holding up a pair of the TMA2s, the Studio Wireless Plus. Now, the cool thing about III, thank you for sponsoring this episode. Oh my goodness. They are totally custom and you get the parts. The TMA2 is actually a set package, but the cool thing about III is that you can actually customize which
drivers you want.
The drivers you want, the band, the color of the cable, whether you want wireless with Bluetooth connectivity or 2.4 gigahertz or not. And we're going to talk about the importance of that. You can even change the foam, whether it's leather.
Whether it's wireless, over Bluetooth, ear, or on wired. It's
a totally modular headphone system. We're going to do like an honest review. They're not, I'm going to be totally honest, disclaimer with III, they're not checking the content before we put it out. They're not even paying us based on us giving them a good review. So these thoughts are 100% our own. Obviously, we are biased to say good things about them because they gave us free stuff for this episode. But we will be as honest as possible. One thing about these headphones specifically, and the reason why wireless headphones are typically not the best in the studio, especially in a tracking scenario when you're producing or recording, is because Bluetooth, one, degrades the audio and does not send, it's not full WAV file. You're actually degrading the audio over Bluetooth. Bluetooth can only handle so much. Also, Bluetooth adds latency.
Yes,
enough
it does.
Latency where combined with the computer latency, if you're recording your vocals, you might actually hear a bigger delay than if you just had wired headphones. Wired headphones have no latency. That's why we have it. III has worked created the benefit of wireless, the comfort of wireless and not having any cables without the degradation of the audio, as well as without the added latency. There is still some latency, but what they've done is they've actually gone through a 2.4 gigahertz like Wi-Fi type signal, which sends over high def, I think it's still 44.116 wave type audio over Wi-Fi type signal, 2.4 gigahertz in its own separate little box, which I'm going to show you right now. So you plug this little box, if you're on YouTube, it's a little box that you plug into your headphone jack and the headphones connect to this separately. So it's not just Bluetooth. These headphones come with a Bluetooth connectivity, with a 2.4 gigahertz connectivity, as well as with wired connectivity.
Yep.
You can choose either of the three. I'm not going to lie to you. Not having cables on my headphones is actually really worth the negative things that come with it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few things that are tough. Like, for example, with the headphone amp into the box, I have to leave it cranked or else the preamp for that's boosting the signal in the headphone is actually really hissy. So if I have, like right now, the headphone out for this box is at -5, just like almost all the way up. Yep. And that actually cleans up the signal. But other than that, like, I think that actually having wireless in the studio, especially if I have a bunch of synths around or if I'm playing bass, not having an extra cable around the headphone to wrap around the headstock of the bass or the yep. guitar or like the synths or whatever I'm wrapping my headphones around is actually worth it alone. Yeah. I didn't realize how useful that was.
Especially when it comes to getting used to something new. For instance, like when you buy new speakers, the biggest nuisance is having to get used to those speakers, right? And in order for you to get used to them, you just had to sit in front of them for a long time, right? Well, the benefit with the headphones is, let's say when we received it, I had some construction work being done in my studio. The new AC is finally installed after like a year of waiting. I was able to just kind of focus on cleaning, decorating, all this kind of stuff, and get used to these headphones without being cabled to my desk. Mm. I had the ability to just move freely. So let's say that you're listening to like reference mixes as you're getting started for the day and this and that. It's really nice to think you can go make your coffee and everything, listen to the reference mixes in these headphones while whatever's happening in your studio is happening. You're making some oatmeal, some coffee, whatever. Doesn't matter. You're not tied down to one location and it's still high fidelity audio. Let's say, like you said, you're tracking and you want the freedom of being able to move around a little bit. Usually the smallest cable in the studio is the headphone cable. Like the bass cable, let's say you're tracking some bass, it can go up to 18 feet before any degradation. I don't know many headphones that have an 18-foot cable to go along with it. You know, so it's really nice to actually have some level of freedom. And something I actually tried them out for, once again, just sticking with the whole wireless feature of it. I actually used these for a front of house show. I don't know if I told you. But
really?
Yeah, as we were setting up monitors, I just used that. I plugged it into the console with the wireless adapter. And I actually did everybody's monitor mixes from the console. And then I would just double check them with them where I just walk up next to them. I'd take the cable, plug it into their body pack, and reference if it sounds exactly the same as I hear it in my console versus their in-ear monitor. So without having to use in-ears the whole time and make sure I'm plugged in constantly, because it gets annoying sometimes with in-ears. Like, using these was actually a very comfortable replacement, especially if you wear glasses.
Yeah, specifically. So now specific about these headphones in general. One, they do come with the microphone built in. So if you're doing calls or anything over Bluetooth, it's really nice. You can't use the microphone for recording.
Yeah.
The 2.4 gigahertz is one way. It's specifically for like Bluetooth calling and whatnot. Number one, the preset package. I know that you can change anything out, but the preset package for the TMA2 studio headphones has the foam ear cups, and they're really, really comfortable, even with glasses.
Yeah.
They're nice and isolated. They feel really, really great. They look nice. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think these are it for mixing. As far as like tonal quality and balance, these do not sound the flattest and the most... they're very dark. They have a ton of lower mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
That being said... that sounds great for, it's really easy on the ears because top end can actually fatigue the ears. So it's really easy on the ears. I would not use these for mixing really. So other than for the benefit of it being wireless and not caring,
mm-hmm.
I would 100% recommend these for tracking or producing, especially if you're in your own studio. Again, these are ideal for the producer that's making songs in their own room, switching from guitar to synth to bass to going back to the computer, moving around the studio, just trying to get in the zone and want headphones. Like this, if you are that person, these headphones are absolutely ideal. The sound quality is good, just not mixing quality, but they're definitely good enough for you to be able to get in the zone.
Yeah.
100%. And I do think, again, the benefit of it being wireless without latency and audio degradation alone is is way more valuable than this tonal quality in the production and recording session.
Now, the cool thing is that you can change the elements. It's completely modular. So if it was a tone issue for you, technically you could just swap the drivers. You could swap the cables. You could do whatever you want. But the idea that it is forever upgradable, every time something new comes out, they'll always be compatible, is let alone impressive, because the only other company that I know that does that very effectively is Universal Audio. Universal Audio made it to where even Generation 1 Apollos can have the Thunderbolt 3 cards.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so no matter which model you have, you'll always be able to upgrade.
Or replace parts.
Exactly. When the Apollo came out, they never made a mention of Unison preamps, but they've had it since day one, and they made the technology possible. They were smart enough to think about their future than their current product. I feel like I did that with their modularity. And that's what I actually really appreciate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So these, the TMA2 wireless plus, so the wireless versions, if you go on their website, is $350. Again, just one time purchase of these. If you're that exact situation, I actually really, really do recommend it if this fits in your budget. In fact, we do have a coupon code. If you go to iiiaiaiai.audio/mixingmusic and use the coupon code mixingmusic and you add the wireless plus TMA2 wireless plus in your cart, you'll add a free hard case head for your headphones and free shipping to most countries worldwide. So one more time, that's a hard case, and because we didn't even get the hard case for it.
Yeah.
Hard case and free shipping worldwide for just using the code mixing music, and go to the link iii.audio/mixingmusic. These are absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Am I saying it right? It doesn't sound like,
phenomenal. Nah.
These are wonderful. I will say, though, for the mixer, for the mastering engineer, there has been times I've mixed on these. I tried mixing. The good news about these is that there is a built-in sound profile for Sound ID if you use Sound ID for headphones. Even if you correct it, it's still not the ideal. Like, I think that there's other headphones that are similarly priced that are sound more reference-like. But as far as, like, producing, recording, easy listening. Even when I was just watching YouTube videos and listening to podcasts on these, I actually went running with these once as well. Mm-hmm. First off, don't go running without these. I had a beanie on, so I knew that the sweat would hit the beanies and not the headphones. But I mean, if I was sweating running with these are really, really comfortable. Again, the wireless is absolutely amazing. They look great. They're all black. So if you're not seeing them on YouTube, totally worth checking out. We'll have a link in the podcast description as well.
Definitely matches my aesthetic with the all matte black.
Yeah. Again, the only downside to these is that if you're looking for really nice, like reference grade mixing headphones, these are not it. No. I don't think so. I think these are not the worst headphones. These are not the worst headphones I've ever used. But they're not reference grade audio quality as far as like tonal. If you look at the Sound ID correction, it's pretty wild, the original curve. But that being said, from a producing, recording, and even just listening environment, the wireless capability is well over beneficial of the lack of reference grade audio. Mm-hmm. So it sounds great. They get loud. They sound wonderful. The controls are really easy to use, and it's all totally battery powered, so you don't have to leave them plugged in. Anyway, now that's from thank you to our sponsor, III. We're going to leave it at that. I will say general things that are not good about headphones, especially in a mixing recording environment. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why if you're using headphones and you still want to reference on speakers is because there's a lot of people listen to music in their car. Music and audio sounds different when it has to travel through air and space.
Yep.
And that is the biggest, most difficult thing. For example, with headphones, even like, what is it called? Crossfeed, mm-hmm. where the right and the left signal are extremely isolated. So it's not realistic of what comes out of speakers, where even if it's coming 100% out of the right speaker, and it's totally panned all the way right, your left ear is still hearing a little bit of that bleed. But there's a lot of plugins out there that simulate listening to headphones, and it's mostly that cross feed, that cross bleed, where they add a little bit of that panned right signal to the left ear and they let them bleed a little bit more, which is more realistic and inducive of emulating a
speaker
open
setup.
Space. Yeah, a speaker setup, which I does affect the volume of panning, but I think it goes both ways. Like if you mix 100% on speakers and you do things that are really hard pan, you should at least double check how it sounds on headphones. Have you done this where like you like pan, hyper pan background vocals left to right on speakers? You're like, it sounds balanced, sounds great. It's hugging the main vocal that's up the center. Yep. And then you listen to it on headphones and then like the background vocals
like,
are way louder.
Why are they so wide?
Yeah, and they're so loud.
Yeah.
It's totally isolated.
Yeah, because it goes back to that, which is... if you don't use crossfeed, you don't actually hear the natural amount of phase cancellation that happens in real life. This is why when you put on headphones, a lot of times we think our lead vocal is loud enough. And then we listen to our speakers and we're like, oh, the vocal seems kind of quieter in the middle now. Yeah, it's because you were perfectly in phase. You know, it's... You'd be surprised how much louder a signal gets when it's perfectly in phase, but most things we hear in life are not because of our left ear, right ear difference. You know, I'm talking to DK right now. I'm off to his right, but he can still hear me in the left. If he plugged one ear, he could still hear me in the left.
I'm doing it right now. I'm still hearing it in the left ear.
So the funny thing is, even if I'm hard panned to DK right now, you know, he could still hear me in his left. I'm a hard right pan right now.
Honestly, and last thing is ear fatigue. That's the only other thing with headphones too, is like headphones are so comfortable and the drivers are just so close to the ears that you don't realize how loud you're getting.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. Like imagine audio being so easy to listen to that you don't realize how loud and damaging they are. It's kind of funny. It's ironic there, but I do think that with headphones, it's a lot easier to damage your hearing. Mm. That being said, if you're aware of it, it's like you can control it just fine. So I really do think that if you listen to speakers, even if you're a speaker elitist, quite frankly, I am. Like, if I don't care about gear for anything other than speakers, speakers I very, very much care about. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know how much of an elitist I am when it comes to speakers. But even then, I still reference on headphones from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's important. I think practically speaking, I always have to have a pair of headphones around me because there's times like when we're recording the podcast and I want to wear the headphones or I'm doing an interview and I want to wear that. I'm making a YouTube video. I need to wear the headphones. I'm producing or finishing up a song. I'm referencing a mix. I'm getting the guitar and I want to like record something. I'm recording my own voice, whatever it is, right? Having a good set of headphones is actually incredibly practical. If I really, really needed to, I would spend a lot more time. If I didn't have nice speakers and I couldn't afford nice speakers, I would not feel bad about mixing on headphones. I would just have to take the time to get comfortable with them. And that's the hardest thing is like, I just don't spend a ton of time analyzing the headphones that I have. So I would make better mixes on my speakers because that's where I do a lot of my critical listening on. But if I didn't have speakers and I spent all of my time critical listening, if I got comfortable with my headphones, I can guarantee that I can make just as good as music, just as good as mixes on headphones. So that's just like a lifestyle choice rather than an equipment benefit.
Anything else,
And I think that's kind of it for this episode. Once again, if you're interested in checking out these III headphones, the TMA2 Studio Wireless Plus, just go to iiiaudio.audio/mixingmusic and use the code mixingmusic for a little discount and free shipping for you. Once again, that's iiiaudio.audio/mixingmusic, coupon code mixingmusic. All right. Thank you to III for sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the exclusive content of the podcast. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com to learn more about that. And if you haven't already, please leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you're using to listen to music. It does go a long way. It's a free way. Spend 30 seconds just typing something nice. Actually leaving a written out review does the algorithm better than just tapping 5 stars. But if you only have time, just tap 5 stars. We'll appreciate that as well. Thank you so, so much for listening. You guys are awesome. Happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.